The state legislature returns to the Capitol today. I'm joined now by Iowa Public Radio State House reporter Joyce Russell to talk about what's ahead. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning, Sarah.
So last week, the Republican-controlled House passed that big budget-cutting bill that's been advocated by Republicans. As it would move now, of course, to the Democratically-controlled Senate. What's your sense of how that debate is likely to play out?
Well, Senator Gronstall, Mike Gronstall, the Democratic leader in the Senate, has said that he wants to sit down with Republicans and look for some common ground. But he's also said he's going to put up the Democrats will put up a big fight over the preschool issue, which, of course, the budget cutting bill eliminates the state's universal preschool program. And that is the biggest piece of this budget cutting bill. That's where the biggest savings come from. There are other things that are going to be hard for Democrats to stomach, cutting smoking cessation, passenger rail, a number of things. But it's clear that the Republicans have the upper hand here. You know, it's a divided legislature, but one possible scenario is what even if the Democrats can preserve preschool in whatever budget they send to the governor can line item veto that. So it's hard for me to imagine how they're going to save preschool, but I know they're going to put up a fight.
Last week, the House also introduced a resolution supporting a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. Now, that's not expected to go anywhere in the Senate, but will it come up for debate?
Doesn't look like it. Senator Gronstall, again, he controls the debate in the Senate. He could not be clearer on this issue that he will not be bringing it up. Actually, most reporters have quit asking him that question. Every once in a while, a reporter maybe who hasn't been in on all of the discussions will ask that question again, and he just smiles and said, no, we're not going to be doing that.
So why do the House Republicans even bother then?
Well, if you ask them that, the answer is because they said they would. I mean, they campaigned on this issue. They have a convincing majority in the House. The minority leader now in the House is Kevin McCarthy, Democrat Kevin McCarthy. He's been quite critical of this. He's been saying that the Republicans are bringing up divisive issues, such as the marriage amendment, such as a fetal pain abortion bill, which began being talked about this past week. He's arguing that what he calls divisive issues are going to take up too much time and it won't leave enough time for the budget. That argument doesn't seem to be getting any traction, but at any rate, the constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage is on the fast track, and it's scheduled for debate in both subcommittee and committee in the House today.
Clearly, lots of controversial issues out there this session, but what is expected to pass?
Well, the one thing that we know for sure they're going to do is to redraw district lines for congressional and legislative districts. That may be into the session a bit, but they are starting to the legislative service agency people have started coming to the committees and kind of briefing the legislators on what that's going to look like.
Anything else on the agenda this week, Joyce?
Well, a couple of big things. Governor Branstad is going to be making his budget address and submitting his two-year budget to the legislature in an address on Thursday. This is a departure from most recent tradition to have a two-year budget. The legislature, both parties in the legislature, actually have some reservations about that. They feel like that takes away more of their authority, and both parties want some kind of assurance that this won't expand the governor's right to move money around from one department to another. So we'll see some action on that. And then also at the Capitol, the Judicial Nominating Commission begins work today interviewing the candidates to replace the Supreme Court justices. This will be taking place in the Justice Building on the Capitol grounds. And for the first time, because of the renewed interest and intense interest in the Iowa Supreme Court and the retention of those justices and the failed retention of those justices, these are going to be open to the public today.
That's what we're following this week, the Iowa Public Radio News team at the State House. Thank you for your time, Joyce.
Thank you, Sarah.